Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans, Sam Bushman and Richard Mack on your radio. Hard-hitting talk at your fingertips always at lovingliberty.net. Spread the word, tell the tale, donate if you can, lovingliberty.net. This is the broadcast for September the 12th in the year of our Lord, 2020. And folks, man, we got a road to hoe. We talked a lot about 9/11 last hour. We talked about 9/11 update and review, Joel Skiles and worldaffairsbrief.com. We talked about the congressional GOP to the DOJ investigate why we're having attacks all over our country. Rand Paul investigations are needed to trace money given to the BLM and other groups to see if it's been used to foment violence. Serious, serious business, folks. I talked about right before the end of the hour, the headline from The Atlantic says, mask up and shut up. You got that, Sheriff?
Yeah, I sure do.
Mask up and shut up, buddy.
Yeah.
Now, listen, they say COVID-19.
It's called a muzzle, just like you said.
That's right. They say COVID-19 transmission would go way down, Sheriff, if you spoke less and or less loudly in public spaces. Then they question, why aren't more people saying so? The Atlantic. This is insane, Sheriff, but we're falling for it. They're literally now saying, you talk too much, Sheriff, and you certainly talk way too loud, buddy. And I'm just going, what on earth is going on with that? Now, so their latest plan, have you talk less. Give you the vaccine. Don't force you to take the jab. That'd be too forceful. Just tie it to some economic reality or some day-to-day reality that if you don't get the jab, if you don't do what's right for everybody around you, then, you know, you just shouldn't be able to participate in whatever the case may be. I don't know if it's work or school or going to the store or getting food or buying and selling them, and I don't know how far this will go. Some are calling it the mark of the beast. I'm not ready to go that far. But I will say it's very strange what they're talking about now and the force behind what they're doing, the public shaming, the abuse, even though the science is not in, the abuse just does not end. All right. Now, Michael Bolton of the 10th Amendment Center wrote an article. Here's the headline, Sheriff, and you, I want you to respond to it. 9/11, fear is the foundation of most governments. Michael Bolton, 10th Amendment Center, sir.
Fear is the foundation of most governments.
That is correct.
Well, Sam, is that maybe not a little bit trite or way too obvious? Or that's what terrorism is. Terrorism is to instill fear. So to say that, you know, what he's doing is he's just kind of turning around the government does that. Well, it was sort of a government that did it, even if you take it at its face value. It was a government from the Middle East. It was the government and countries, you know, like Iran that support terrorism throughout the world. It was like the sub-government of the Middle East and some of the other violent countries there. Osama bin Laden, no question that he was a violent man and that he was behind some of this to some extent.
Oh yeah, we're not trying to get across he was the good guy. We're not,
right, exactly.
There's just a room full of bad guys, and which guy's the baddest of the bad guys, right?
Well, yeah, but still, terrorism, that's what its name is. It wants to inflict terror on the people that are victims of it or even that watch it or see it. I'm not sure how I feel about that comment because it's kind of obvious that that's the case. The point he's trying, I guess, make also is that some other governments may have been behind this or promoting it. And we've seen even with the simplicity of a virus, how it's been used to foment legislation, foment dictatorial positions.
Mandates, yeah.
And dictatorial mandates, but
and war, and it goes on and on.
Yeah, So, that I would say is more than just obvious that that's.
I think his point with this comment really is saying, "Hey guys, government.
Somebody else is involved.
When the governments are afraid of the people, we have liberty. When the people are afraid of the government, we have tyranny." And I think he's really highlighting this. And from the 10th Amendment Center, he's saying, "Hey states, you got to take back your republics, and we can't run around in fear. They've destroyed the economy over it." They've literally decided that you better wear a mask in society and cover your face over it. They've literally covered up event after event after event that's false flag over it. And the list goes on. And here's a question, Sheriff. I know this sounds weird, but we talked about 9/11 last hour and a little bit into this hour. But today is 9/12, right?
It is.
I got a question for you. Whatever happened to the 9/12 project, sir?
Yeah, wasn't that Glenn Beck's baby?
Well, it was Glenn Beck's and the Tea Party and everything else. And 9/12 was supposed to be, we're going to come back from 9/11. We're going to reject, we're going to, you know, inject the views of America and patriotism and religion back into our society. And we're going to, whatever happened to that thing?
Well, it's almost like the Tea Party.
Gone dead as a doornail?
Gone with the wind. It's it has waned. It is gone. It is, you know, people got tired of being active. They got tired of meetings. You know, every time I went to a Tea Party rally, I said, "Well, hey, are you part of 9/12? Are you with Glenn Beck?" And I would tell the truth. I said, "No, Glenn Beck and I don't get along." And I don't, I guess that's never going to be remedied. Because
well, I'm just glad you're not gone and I'm not gone. Liberty Roundtable isn't gone and the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association isn't gone. 9/12, the big project from the big man with all the money, Glenn Beck. Gone. Puff.
Yeah.
It just goes to show we don't need new solutions, sir. We don't need new movements, and what we need is to go back to the old guard, if you will. Right? And it's just interesting. What happened on the 9/12 movement? It's just, poof, it's gone.
That one is even more gone than the Tea Party movement. The Tea Party movement still has some action going on, some activity.
Yeah.
But 9/12 has nothing.
But, I mean, what I just don't understand, what was it meant to do? See, you got to build your movements on principles, Sheriff. And what was the principle of 9/12?
Well, I guess that we're coming back and we're going to stay American and we're going to stay patriotic. But it certainly didn't address, well, because Beck was doing just the opposite. Beck really never looked at it. And I find it the same thing he did with President Trump, that he's not doing with this. At first, he was dead set against President Trump, very critical of President Trump.
And now he rides for the brand, buddy.
Now, he admits that. He says, at first I was, but he says, I finally came around to who the president was. And I respect that part.
I respect that part, too. And some would say that I've kind of come the same road, although I disagree. They say, Sam, you were against Trump, and now you're going to vote for Trump. And no, I just told you that he was an immoral man, and I still claim that's true. I also claim that God can work with anybody, and that's still true. I also claim when the president does something right, I support it and back it and promote it. And when he does something wrong, I don't. And the only reason I'm voting for President Trump this time is because there's nobody else to vote for. There's not even a solid third-party choice to vote for.
No, there really isn't. And,
usually there is, but I can vote for a Chuck Baldwin or a Scott Bradley or, you know, a moral person, a Michael Perutka or any of these people. I'm ready to vote for them, even though some would say they have no prayer to win. I get it, but at least I can vote for a moral person. Right now, I don't see anybody even on a third party that I can vote for, Sheriff.
Yeah, but I also think that you and I have come to really love and appreciate what Trump has done.
Yes, we have, because when he's doing it right, we got to give him credit.
And when it comes to protecting life, which is number one issue for you and me,
yes, sir,
I'm going to vote for him for that.
I agree.
I am.
And that's why I say that, you know, part of the difference is I was very skeptical at first, but he's done a lot more good than I gave him, than I thought he would. Let's say it that way. Okay, and I'm grateful for that. And so there's reasons for the changes. And I'm not going to criticize Glenn Beck for coming to the knowledge of the truth on Trump.
Correct.
He was way more hardcore than he should have been in the beginning the other direction. But again, you got two big old ego folks in the mix, and that's pretty rough already.
Right.
I mean, just imagine Glenn Beck and Donald Trump. Who has bigger egos than those two?
Yeah, for sure.
Anybody that you know?
Well,
who knows? But it's a toss-up, that's for sure, right? All right, now listen, there's a professor. I guess she's from George Washington University. And I guess she pretended to be black, Sheriff. She has now been forced to resign. Her name is Jessica Krug. And I guess she's a history professor, and she apologized for pretending to be black. She admitted that she was a white Jewish woman, and she called herself, this is interesting, a culture leech. Now, I don't know how to respond to this exactly. Do you want to take a stab at this first?
You know, I've had a question all along. How did they find out she wasn't black? Because she never looked black. How did they all of a sudden find out that she's not?
I don't know. And I don't understand if she doesn't look black, how you think that she's black.
Yeah.
I don't get all that, but it reminds me of Pocahontas. How does Elizabeth Warren run around and say she's a Native American? And then it turns out that a DNA test proves she lied. And now nothing happens to Pocahontas, but then this lady has to resign?
Yeah, Pocahontas ran for president on it.
Okay, no one's having her, you know.
And she was up for vice president.
And what is she doing now?
Probably teaching again, I don't know.
All right, so here's the next question.
No, she's still a senator.
Yeah, still a senator. How come she hasn't been forced to resign if you can't even be a professor of history? Can you be a senator?
Yeah.
But I got bigger questions. Hang tight.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
Have we realized the assault against our lives, our liberties, our faith? To defeat this assault, Christians and all people of goodwill should have strategies to prevail in our faith and principles, which are simple. No need for a complex formula. One goal, one aim. A strategy like the heroic Christians of the past. We win, they lose. Nothing less. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm by a friend of Medjugorje. The strategy of heaven revealed. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm. Available on Amazon.com or by calling Caritas in the U.S. at 205-672-2000.
All right, Sheriff, so this lady pretends she's black. Don't understand how, because she looks white, as far as they've been told there now. She's a professor at George Washington University. Now, well, she's pretending to be black. She got away with it, but now she's forced to resign. Jessica Krug, a history professor, says, hey, she's a white Jewish woman, and she's a cultural leech for saying so, for deceiving the people on this issue. And I go, wait a minute, hold on, Sheriff. How does Pocahontas get caught? She never even admitted it until the DNA test forced reality. She lied, and she on even college professorship documents said that she was Native American, et cetera, et cetera. She used that to basically build her whole career as a crutch I'm a Native American. And it was a flat-out lie, and the only one to expose it was Donald. And they criticized him for calling her Pocahontas. They didn't criticize her for the lie and the perpetuating of a dishonest lie for a long time. She may or may not have known the truth, but how is that different than this girl that pretends she's black and gets fired from this university or forced to resign? That's the first question. The bigger question is this. If I can literally change my gender by just simply saying I identify with the opposite gender, can't I identify with somebody of a different race, Sheriff, and be fine with it? I mean, at some point, the hypocrisy is too much.
Yeah, I mean, if I want to be black, why can't I? I mean, you see all of these white protesters with BLM on the street saying, you know, Black Lives Matter, and a lot of people want to get into that. Why can't I be part of that? And, you know, I always wanted to be part of the Native American, a certain Native American tribe. You get a lot of them do, not all of them, but a lot of them get a quarterly check from the profits of the casinos just for being a member of the tribe that was allowed to have illegal gambling or gambling or, well, legalized gambling, however you want to put that. And I've always been amazed. If you're Native American, you can have a casino. If you're white, you cannot. And even if you're black, you cannot. So I don't quite understand that social engineering of special privileges to certain races. I thought it was all supposed to be we're equal.
I don't get how you can cross the gender line. Gender is a scientific, undebatable fact. Color is a relative discussion based on what, pigmentation in your skin?
Well, yeah. And it,
or the origins of your DNA? I mean, what gives? We're all God's children.
That can be genetic also, but certainly not nearly as much as
what can be genetic?
Sex you are.
That you're all born from Adam?
Yeah.
Let me just understand this. So we're all born from Adam, right?
Yes.
Biblically speaking, we say, hey, because some people didn't do what's right, then God put a, you know, changed their skin color. Right?
Well, yeah.
Is that genetic? That God changed your skin color because you did bad stuff?
Well, I think so. Because
well, it's not genetic in its origins. It might be genetic in the downstream.
Well, yeah.
Okay, so we're all God's children. God changed one kind, and now genetics plays a role, and you pass along that genetic change, God-ordained change, whatever you want to call it. Now, I'm not saying those who are black committed any sins or anything. I'm just saying, at least biblically speaking, that's how we get different skin colors, right?
Right.
Okay, so by God's decree. Now, obviously, it's genetic in nature because it's passed down. You're right. But again, now you got the nature versus nurture. You got the Big Bang Theory versus the God Theory. If we're going to just say it's genetic, then what was its origins? Well, then God made a genetic change, and then it got passed down from children. Okay, but we're all God's children, right?
Well, yeah, but your point is still extremely well taken. It's a very valid point. First of all, you're pointing out the hypocrisy behind the Elizabeth Warren case, which is exactly the same.
Well, I don't see why she's a senator, personally. She should be fired.
Exactly. Exactly. She should have resigned when she first did it because she falsified records for her tenure as a professor. But why wouldn't you want to? Because of the privilege given to minorities.
That is correct.
You know, it kind of like a setup. You know, if you become a minority, you get all these
special privileges.
Not just special privileges, but affirmative action.
Special privileges backed by law.
Yeah.
You go to the front of the line, buddy.
Yeah, affirmative action, man. Let's go. I want some of mine.
All right, but I look at this genetic thing, and I agree with you that it's genetic because it's passed down. But I also agree that it was God changed the affairs, okay? Before that, there was no genetic differences, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure I know that, but yeah.
Well, you know that Adam and Eve made babies, and that's how we're all here, right?
Yes.
Tell me, do they have different genetics? Adam and Eve was one black and one white, or what?
Yeah, I guess that came later.
We're not told any part of that in the Bible. So that came later, and it was God's doing. So God made a genetic change. I get it. But we're all still God's children, and we all still come from the same race, the human race. And so I don't see, I mean, I understand the distinctions there. Don't get me wrong. But if I can't say that I'm of a different race, because it would be wrong and evil and perpetuating a crime worthy of letting this professor go, but yet letting Pocahontas stay there, then how can I change gender? God specifically says I made them male and female.
Yeah, but she didn't get in trouble for being different or wanting to be different. She got in trouble because she falsified her record.
Well, she identified with the black race.
Yeah, but if they're going to go with this complete change, then everybody should be able to identify who, whatever race they want.
That's the point. If I can identify with a different gender tomorrow and everybody's going to back my play, well, I certainly should be able to be black, shouldn't I?
Yeah, and I want to be a member of the NAACP.
That is correct. I want to be a black female member of the NAACP.
And
I really don't. I'm trying to highlight something because I don't understand what's going on in our society. It's the cancel culture is what it is. And if you're white, you're canceled. You're a nobody. You can't be black. Okay? But how come on police reports all the time Hispanics are considered Caucasian?
No, I've never seen that.
Yeah, it happens all the time.
Really?
A lot of Hispanic people, they put Caucasian on their driver's licenses and arrest reports and all kinds of stuff.
Well, that's the first I've heard that, but I'd have to see that. Somebody else. But I would never, you know, it's been a while since I've written a police report, but I would, if some Hispanic person or Mexican told me that, I would not put that down. If they said, I'm Caucasian, I would not put that down. I would put Hispanic, whether they liked it or not, whether they identified that way or not. Because, you know, it's significant when you put that down and you're trying to put down a suspect or a victim. You know, it is significant that that person was black or that person was brown or that person was Asian or that person was white or that person had dark hair or the person was blonde. All of that is significant in the investigation of a case. And so you kind of need to tell it like it is, whether somebody else wants that or not. You know, on a police report, I'm going to be accurate whether that person identifies himself as in a different light or not.
Yeah, believe it or not, if you're a loan officer in the mortgage industry, you are told to ask somebody their race.
Well, yeah,
which seems super racist. But anyway, so I ask you for your race, and if you tell me something, I'm supposed to put it down.
Yeah.
So if you tell me that you're Hispanic, then I'm supposed to put it down, Sheriff.
But the bottom line on all of that.
But now listen, if you refuse to tell me, do you know what I'm supposed to do?
Yeah.
Guess.
I don't know.
No, I'm telling you, guess. I'm supposed to guess.
Oh.
I'm not making you guess.
Okay.
Sorry. I'm supposed to guess. If you tell me your race, I'm supposed to put it down, even though I think differently. I'm supposed to put what you say. If you will not tell me, for some reason you refuse to tell me whatever else, I'm supposed to guess. I think the good sheriff's black there and put it down. See?
Well,
very, very interesting. But that's literally the law for mortgage brokers. When you get your license, you have to understand all that.
Yeah.
Very, very strange stuff. Anyway, I bring this up because the hypocrisy is just too much. Now, I'm not defending this girl that pretends she's black either.
No.
I'm not defending her position. I'm just pointing out the hypocrisy. And the double standard. And the double standard is white people can't be anything but white. Period. But yet they're the racist. And even if they want to be black, even if they want to identify, can't do it. Now, she wants to be a lesbian, she could. If she wants to be a male, she could. But black? Oh, no, sir. Absolutely not. What are you trying to do? Perpetuate some fraud? But yet Pocahontas runs around in the Senate just fine? All right, enough of that, ladies and gentlemen. I'm still wondering what happened to the 912 project. You follow me? You see how stupid I am, you know? Hey, Obama's employer Netflix is in trouble. Have you seen this?
No.
Barack Obama's employer is Netflix. You know that, right?
No, I had no idea.
Oh, yeah, man, he does documentaries and broadcast them for Netflix. Anyway, I'll tell you about it in seconds.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Wildfires continue to intensify in Oregon. USA Radio's John Hunt has more.
As fires continue throughout the West Coast, hundreds of firefighters are now battling two large wildfires that threaten to merge near the most populated part of the state of Oregon, including the suburbs of Portland. And the governor said dozens of people are missing in other parts of the state. The state's emergency management director, Andrew Phelps, said officials are preparing for a mass fatality event and that thousands of structures have already been destroyed. Governor Kate Brown said more than 40,000 Oregonians have already been evacuated, and about 500,000 are in different levels of evacuation zones, either having been told to leave or to prepare to get that done. The Oregon Convention Center in Portland is among the buildings being transformed into shelters for evacuees. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you interested in making an extra $5,000 to $10,000 a month flipping tax lien properties or buying tax forfeited properties at 50% off market value to flip for even larger cash profits? Then listen. The Tax Lien Wealth Builders Company is offering a free tax lien investor kit to anyone that texts INVEST to 72000 right now. With this kit, you'll learn to use their formula and website to buy tax liens anywhere in the U.S. that can earn you up to 18% to 25% returns secured by the government. It's so simple you can even do this from the safety of your own home if you have access to the right online tools. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without getting dirty, fixing up houses, or unclogging toilets, text INVEST to 72000 now to get your free tax lien investor kit, plus free tickets to an online training session, and see how fast you can receive your first tax lien paycheck. You can't afford to wait. Text INVEST to 72000. That's Tax INVEST to 72000 for your free kit now. Individual results may vary. Text INVEST to 72000.
Prosecutors in Minnesota want to introduce evidence that the officer charged in killing an unarmed black man in custody has a history of using excessive force. Among the examples they cite in a court filing was Derek Chauvin last year kicking an intoxicated man and using a neck restraint on him until he lost consciousness. Chauvin, along with three other former cops involved in the death of George Floyd, appeared in Hennepin County District Court for a hearing. George Floyd died in May while handcuffed. As Chauvin pressed his knee into his neck, video from the incident launched protests across the country against police brutality and systemic racism. Police in St. Louis cited nine protesters for trespassing when they marched onto a private street back in June on their way to Mayor Lida Cruson's house. It was also when Mark and Patricia McCloskey pointed guns at the protesters outside of their home in an image that had gone viral. The protesters were issued summonses. The McCloskeys face a felony weapons charge. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Obama's employer, Netflix, is now under fire for sexualizing 11-year-old girls. There's a headline on Twitter about this called #CancelNetflix or #CancelNetflix. It's trending because this new film from Netflix is over-sexualizing children. The film is called Cuties, Sheriff. And Cuties, I guess, is about a young girl, 11 years old, that gets fascinated with a group of girls, kind of a troop, that are they're twerking. So she joins the twerking group, and anyway, it's full of crotch shots and derriere shots of 11-year-old girls, and one girl films her genitals, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, in the Netflix movie called Cuties. And this is a big deal.
And it shows that?
Yeah.
Is it rated X?
I don't know, because I don't think Netflix has to follow the normal ratings, my friend.
So
it's probably rated whatever, but the interesting thing about this is a lot of people are complaining. Netflix is defending it now, saying, wait a minute, we're actually just trying to deal with difficult situations for young girls as they adjust to their sexuality. And so it's legitimate and good, and what you need to do, Sheriff, instead of criticize it, you need to watch it.
I'm not going to watch it.
Yeah, anyway, that's what's going on. There's a lot of critics of this.
I never heard of that one, and I'm surprised because I keep my ears pretty close.
Just
to
look
news.
Up the word cuties.
Oh, my gosh.
One word, cuties, and see what comes up in Google there, buddy.
So Barack Obama's promoting pedophilia.
Well, not Barack. It's his employer. See, Barack just does a show for them.
Does he still work for him?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's not really Barack promoting cuties. That's not accurate. It's just the same kind of company, right?
Well, he promotes the company that does it.
Yeah. That's right. Anyway, it's very, very strange.
You know, you have to really wonder what we're coming to, but that movement is going nationwide because New York Times wrote an article about how we shouldn't ruin the lives of these pedophiles, you know, especially if the youngster, could be boy or girl, is a willing participant. Then we shouldn't be ruining these people's lives who are convicted of crimes against little children or sexual crimes and pedophilia. It's, you know what, Sam? It just makes me wonder how debased and far gone we are as a society. Good grief.
Yeah, so here's the deal. It says a number of media outlets have written positive reviews of the Netflix latest released film called Cuties. Though the film has been heavily criticized on social media, Cuties not only includes many close-up shots of little girls' derrières and crotch shots, but it also depicts them as viewing pornography and discussing sexual acts. One girl is in the movie photoing her genitals. Anyway, I guess the Netflix folks defended the film, saying Cuties is a social commentary against the sexualization of young children. It's award-winning. It comes from a French film, and they say that this just is dealing with young girls and what they face on social media and stuff like that, and it's good, and you should watch it instead of criticizing it. And now, here's the interesting thing. Guess who's against this?
Hillary?
No. Republican Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton and Jim Banks have called on the Department of Justice to bring legal action against Netflix for releasing this film. Yeah.
Well, I would join them there. It's exploitation of children. You know, whether it's a documentary or whether they're getting these little young girls to act, that's child abuse. And, I would be going after the parents who allowed it. I would be going after Netflix. I totally agree with that. Go get them.
It's just crazy. Now, guess who else is against this? This will surprise you.
Okay.
Democratic Hawaii Rep. Tulsi Gabbard said on Friday evening that she canceled her Netflix subscription over Cuties, calling the latest film pornography.
Good,
she called
her.
It child porn. And
that doesn't really surprise me. I think she's a good lady. I really like her.
She said it promotes pedophiles and it helps fuel the sex trafficking trade.
Sure it does.
Now, this I find interesting because, you know, we're not going to really dig into Jeffrey Epstein's friends. Bill Clinton's hanging out with Jeffrey Epstein, and he lies about it, gets caught, and then he's on the campaign stage for the Democrats just a couple of weeks ago. This hypocrisy is just too much for me to take, Sheriff.
Well, the Clintons have always been too much for me to take, and their up-and-coming daughter, Chelsea, is too much for me to take either. What an absolute idiot. I really wish people could be realistic and objective, but the brainwashing from the left is just so powerful, and you know, I was on a show just recently, an interview with Robert David Steele. He's former CIA, and he's got such a realistic view of this. And I started bad-mouthing the Democrats, and he goes, "Well, the Republicans are just as bad," you know. And I said, "You know what? In a real political sense, they are, because the Republicans do not care They do the exact same thing Democrats do. They go with the incumbent. They do not go with the best candidate. They just go with whoever's anointed, and they'll say the same thing. Constitution be damned. Principles be damned. We've got to win. We've got to promote our guy. We've got to promote our latest career politician, and we've got to get him reelected, just like they did with John McCain and many other Republicans who stay in there forever, like Orrin Hatch. And it's just a national travesty how the Democrats and Republicans run our country, and that we the people have allowed this, and that we've been so dumbed down, and we are so ignorant. It scares me the most, Sam.
But the double standard of Bill Clinton's accused of rape by multiple women, where's the Me Too movement when you need them? He literally gets on the campaign stage for the Democrats, literally right. Ties to Jeffrey Epstein. Jeff is dead. Ghislaine's in prison. She may or may not talk. Time will tell. But they're not really getting to the bottom of it. Now, Cuties rolls out. Netflix defends it. And I go, what the heck is going on here? The double standard is beyond imagination.
Yeah, well, I'm going to ask all my family to cancel Netflix also.
Now, you know that Netflix is also the ones that created the series called 13 Reasons Why. Do you know about this?
No.
Netflix created a film called 13 Reasons Why on Netflix, and it was basically a movie promoting children committing suicide.
Oh, for God's sake.
Yeah. And so it's under massive controversy as well.
Well, yeah,
I guess it was based on a novel called 13 Reasons Why, but it's all about the promotion of and the glorification of suicide for children.
Now, I could understand a documentary about the horrible plague of teen suicide. I could get that.
If it's done appropriately to help children back from the edge,
I agree. Help families. Yeah.
Or to help families, or a documentary in meaningful ways. But this is literally a glorification of committing suicide and an encouragement to do so, basically. You can go look it up, 13 Reasons Why, Wiki, if you want to know.
Well,
but it's crazy.
I'm going to look at both of them, but I think my daughter, Mandy, has a Netflix account, and she is way into the pedophilia, trying to stop pedophilia and children trafficking for sex. She's asked all of us to donate to some of these groups that are fighting it, and I looked at it, and I did. But, boy, I'm telling you, I'm not going to support any media outlet that's doing crap like that. Yeah, not even.
Wow.
But, you know, Sam, that just goes to show, are we falling in the same steps as Rome, you know?
We'll get to that. Roger the point. Hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. The good sheriff on your radio, Sheriff Richard Mack, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, CSPOA.org, also RichardMack.com for his books. The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope, one of the latest. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues that affect the American West, its people, lifestyles, lands, and wildlife. The Loving Liberty Radio Network is proud to support the publisher's efforts to provide an active forum for solutions that preserve the vanishing American cowboy, farmer, and sheepherder. Each issue contains informative articles on life in the American West, along with breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of the cowboy spirit in our day. Each issue of Range Magazine also features great gift ideas, like the 2020 Real Buckaroo Calendar and the book Tales from Out There. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Just click on the shopping cart. The Loving Liberty Radio Network salutes the spirit of the American West and those who are keeping it alive at Range Magazine.
Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government, and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education, conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, let me finish up on this 13 Reasons Why promotion of suicide movie. That was before. It's been around for quite a while. There's a lot of seasons of it and everything else, but very, very concerning. Believe it or not, even CNN, here's what they write about it. You ready, Sheriff?
Ready.
Teen suicide rates spike after debut of Netflix show 13 Reasons Why. That's CNN.
Yeah.
Even CNN is freaking out. All right, now after 13 Reasons Why, we go back to this cuties. And these people are out of control, Sheriff. Absolutely out of control.
Yeah, it makes you wonder why Netflix would do that. Is that going to increase their memberships and the use of their product? They can't believe that. They can't.
Well, it all depends now. Listen, Target decided they were going to promote, you know, perverted men who think they're women, because we're going to be able to choose our gender now just by identifying as such. Never mind changing your race. Can't do that. White racist. Okay, but you could change your gender and just roll right into the little girl's bathroom there if you're in Target. And we pushed back. The Christians got several million of us families to say, we're going to boycott Target. It did no good. Target standing tall. Netflix believes they can just jump on their shoulders, buddy. We're not big enough to stop them anymore.
I guess maybe we're not.
And I'll tell you why. How are you going to find out about this, number one? I just told you about two huge controversies that, and I'm not being rude to you. I'm just saying the media's blocked this out to where most of us don't even know.
Yeah, well, I'm going to definitely put it out to my...
And that's good, but you can't change something you don't know about, Sheriff. I'm not attacking you. I'm making a point.
Oh, I know.
That we're all getting blocked from information, and therefore we can't stand against it if we don't really realize.
Right.
I mean, it is insanity. All right, I'm going to move to a couple of other quick topics that I think are directly related. All right? I don't know if you know, but in the UK now, an LGBTQ, whatever the heck that is, mob threatens to burn a church down. Cops stand down and blame the pastor. You want to know why? Pastor's full of hate. He should be kind to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, queer folks.
Because he quotes the Bible about
that. Is correct, sir. Don't you dare. So now the cops are standing down just saying, hey, let that sucker burn. This is in the UK, mind you. But what happens worldwide eventually comes to a church near you?
Yeah.
I pray it doesn't happen, but with the immorality in our nation from lying about 9/11 to the congressional GOP to the Department of Justice and Rand Paul saying we better trace the money to find out if our money, our taxpayer dollars, are being used to foment violence, to the mask up and shut up plans of the deep state, right on through to the 9/11, the fear of government. The 9/12 project, it was a religious movement and a Tea Party movement just melting down and going away. Right through this history professor that, you know, not allowed to claim they're black. And then you go to cuties. And then you go to the teen suicide rate spiking over 13 Reasons Why. Now you got a mob threatening to burn down a church, a gay lesbian mob and stuff like that in the UK. And now there's two stories to bring it home, Sheriff. You ready?
Yeah.
You know that California wildfires are in the news, right?
Yes.
So there's two people I'm going to quote from. Number one, Barack Obama. California wildfires are an example of how climate change is impacting American citizens.
Well, maybe it's the liberal policies that shut off the water to the state.
You're not allowed to say that, you racist. What do? Hate Barack or something?
Yeah, well, he's the one that did it.
All right. So they literally say Barack Obama. California wildfires are an example of how climate change is impacting American citizens. So the wildfires is because of climate change. Now, Nancy Pelosi doubles down. Nancy Pelosi blamed climate change for the wildfires in California on NBC, or MSNBC, I should say. All right, so you look at that and you go, now they're saying climate change is all related to this. It's the humans. So my prediction is they dovetail climate change with rioting, with the COVID. And eventually what they're going to do is they're going to back into the only way to solve the rioting and the only way to get rid of COVID will be to solve climate change. And Sheriff, you, my friend, will need to make massive adjustments due to climate change. And if you don't, I hate to tell you this, but you know what? You cannot be a climate change denier any longer. And there's literally efforts now to double down and prosecute you for your climate change denial, sir. You want to respond to this one?
They're going to prosecute me for what I believe about climate change?
Yes, sir. You can't just destroy the planet, ignore, and just put everybody else at risk because of your psychotic views.
Wow. Well, they're going to be prosecuting a heck of a lot of people, which they won't have time or room for, but maybe that'll get everybody to change their mind when they see people going to prison over their view of that nonsense. So go ahead and put me on the list. Tell them I call it climate change nonsense because I know the one of the biggest liars ever, two of them, Barack Obama and Al Gore, support that kind of propaganda. So, yeah. But liars are liars in Washington, D.C. And just like my wife said, we need to get rid of Washington, D.C. I said, no, keep the city. Just get rid of every employee there. Too many lies for me, Sam.
They're working on on climate change deniers, buddy. And I'm telling you right now, in California, they're sick of it.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. There's a whole climate change denial on Wikipedia, buddy.
There's a list of people who are deniers?
No, there's a document on Wikipedia explaining how evil and wrong and how they shouldn't be allowed to continue denying the truth. California governor on wildfires. No patience for climate change deniers, says the headline. That's in The Guardian, for example. Well, so they're literally tying these things together now.
But Sam, some of those have been, they're actually investigating some of them as arson from some of the...
Doesn't matter. Protesters. I'm sick of you trying to deny the climate change. Look, the governor has no patience for this, Sheriff.
Well, I have no patience for idiots who turn off the water and then blame it on climate change.
Well, there you have it. So my prediction is they tie all this together in some sinister way. I don't know how yet, but they're going to put this climate denying problem with the COVID problem, with the rioter problem, with an eventual need to reset the currency problem, and they're going to back us into a corner, buddy. That's my predictions. Now, why don't you just go home and watch 13 Reasons Why and Cuties with your popcorn, buddy, and quit getting in the middle of things. We don't have any patience for you conservatives, for you Tea Party people, for you birthers, for you truthers, for you climate change deniers. We don't have any patience for you anymore. We got things to do to save the country.
I see.
That's how they're rolling.
Yeah.
And it is absolutely frightening. And I'll tell you why. Because we've seen that they're willing to get hostile with their views, too. They don't just believe them. You wear a MAGA hat or you're not wearing a mask, and buddy, they'll just pummel you into the ground, and the cops will go, I'm sorry you're not wearing your mask like you should. I'm sorry you're a climate change denier. I'm sorry you hate gay and lesbians and bisexuals, and I'm sorry you want to go to church, you religious zealot. I mean, isn't that what's happening?
Well... Yeah, it is. I wish I could say it wasn't, but it is. And every time I'm on your show, and every time I look around, I just use the word insanity every time. Insanity. And we are just absolutely imploding, devolving, and I guess we could say killing our own country.
And you know what happens, Sheriff? People listen to my show, and they come to me and they say, Sam, I just think you're too extreme. I think you're just too extreme about this, Sam. And then what I say to them is I say, listen to me. What I need you to do is I need you to go research to see if I'm true. Take the headlines that I give you, pop them into the news bots, pop them into Google, wherever. Okay, my show notes are there. All you got to do is grab the headline, get rid of the star at the front that I use to separate them, and you search for them. Oftentimes, I give you the source. Sometimes, if there's too many sources, I don't on purpose because I want you to put in the headline and see what 5, 10, 15 things come up. And you go see if I'm too extreme on the point.
Moderation and pursuit of truth is no virtue.
And what happens is people come back to me and they go, I had no idea, Sam. I had no idea. Man, I don't know what to say, but you're right. And people who used to call me a kook now go, wow. So there you have it, Sheriff.
That's you know, that's some pretty amazing information, because I tell you what, like, you know, I stay pretty close to the news.
And most of the time, almost all the time, you know about the stories we talk about.
Right.
But they don't want you to know this one, buddy. If you cancel your Netflix, buddy, you might as well go off the reservation. They'll probably use that to create the list of domestic threat patriots, you know?
We don't have Netflix, but my kids do, and I'm definitely going to give them this.
No, you ask them about Cuties and 13 Reasons Why and see what they say.
Yeah, I intend to.
All right. Anyway, I thought I'd bring all those things to your attention. One thing I will say is this. And this is important to understand. I'm glad that Tom Cotton and Rep. Jim Banks are working on this. I'm glad that, you know what? Some people are standing up, Tulsi Gabbard and others. But where, I mean, why is Tulsi Gabbard speaking out and somebody like Mitt Romney is silent, Sheriff?
Yeah, you know.
I mean, Mitt needs to go off on this, buddy.
Yeah, I thought, you know, he only goes off if it has anything to do with President Trump. Otherwise, he's not principle-based on any of these key social issues. When was the last time you ever heard him assail abortion?
Well, he's just not sure if he's for abortion or not, sir. It's hard to figure that out, you know?
Yeah.
And the guy's a nut.
Right.
But I bring it up because, in my mind, besides me and a few people, who's bringing this up?
I know.
And you could say, well, maybe they don't know about it. And my response is, well, then Mitt needs to start listening to Liberty Roundtable Live. Then he might know.
Invite him on your show.
I've tried. How do you get a hold of those guys? See, let me explain. I'm in the media. You know, you have all these liberal media people that can get a hold of anybody they want anytime.
I know.
I can't get a hold of anybody if I try, Sheriff. I mean, it's hard. I don't know how they do it. Do they have special databases or what do they do?
Yeah, I know. How do they do that?
Do you know as a sheriff? I mean, what if you need to get a hold of somebody as a sheriff?
Well, I certainly Google the person, or back when I was a detective, we would be able to access utility roles, and we could look up a person's name through utilities.
Because I've been trying to get a hold of Kanye West to promote him for being president and talk about his pro-life stance. He's on the birthday party highlighting the pro-life point like nobody's business, doing a great job. I'd love to help him, but how can a poor white racist like me get a hold of a black gentleman like Kanye?
Well, I would love to talk to him, too.
And we're trying to get a hold of folks like the lady that got freed by President Trump over the drug convictions. How do we get a hold of her?
Yeah, we tried. We tried big time to get her.
I even found one of the attorneys. But couldn't get a call back from anybody. Can't make any headway. Strange stuff, folks.
Hey, great show, Sam.
Never, never fail to trust in God Almighty, though, ladies and gentlemen. That is the answer, to turn to God Almighty. And God save the Republic.